Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. A tense Lapeer City Commission meeting this week saw Veteran Commissioner Stephen Brady clash repeatedly with newly seated Mayor Jeremy Hing during a nearly five-hour session. Dispute centered on the extent of the mayor's authority to make motions and vote, Hing's push to assign commission seating, and concerns that some emails may have violated the Open Meetings Act. Despite frequent disagreements, commissioners unanimously denied a special event request from the Steel Patriots Motorcycle Club to bring back the weekly Friday night bikes in downtown Lapeer from May 29th to August 28th next year. The long-running event, which has drawn hundreds of motorcycles and visitors and required closing Nepsing Street between Mason and Pine for safety, was deemed too lengthy, noisy, crowded, and a hardship for nearby businesses, especially with major street construction planned next summer. Commissioners noted the club may submit a revised proposal for future consideration. Hing also objected to making appointments to the Downtown Development Authority, saying he didn't know the candidates and wanted them interviewed first, leading the commission to postpone the appointments until the next meeting on Monday, December 15th at 6:30 p.m. School districts across state are breathing easier with state budget in place, and now that a couple of state aid payments have been received, which boosted fund balances. Michigan's fiscal year starts October 1st, which is out of step for municipalities whose fiscal year starts on the first of the year, or in July or in April. The October per pupil state aid payment, which is the smallest payment, is supposed to be done on October 20th, but that has not always happened. According to that, also the October payment did not include the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System payments or other reimbursements at that time, but they did come later. The state aid payments are made from October to August. Because of the gap in funding, most school districts have to take out a short-term loan until the state aid payments are issued again. After state aid payments have been received, schools then pay off the loan. And Saginaw County's 911 dispatch board convened Thursday morning to address a mounting staffing crisis and complaints about working conditions at the county's Emergency Communications Center. The board met at 9:30 a.m. at 3211 McCarty Road in Saginaw Township, where members listened to concerns from dispatchers and administrators about how personnel shortages are affecting operations. Officials said the issues are impacting Saginaw County's ability to maintain adequate emergency dispatch coverage around the clock. Dispatchers reported that the center is significantly understaffed, forcing remaining employees to work extensive overtime, in some cases totaling more than 800 extra hours. Employees described rising stress levels and fatigue as they try to keep up with the incoming calls, while positions remain unfulfilled. Speakers at the meeting also raised broader workplace concerns, including morale problems and the pressure of handling high call volumes with limited staff. Several dispatchers warned that the current conditions could affect response times and overall public safety if staffing situation does not improve. And we'll return right after this.
ThumbNet.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNet.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we're back with more news. A new national security strategy released by the White House outlines a foreign policy shift that de-emphasizes the Middle East, prioritizes the war in Ukraine, and stresses competition with major powers, prompting debate among analysts over the long-term implications for U.S. alliances. And Russia has launched a major barrage of missiles and drones against targets in Ukraine, including a heavily damaged railway station in the town of Festiv, while simultaneous diplomatic talks continue over possible steps toward a negotiated end of the war. And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing everyone a happy Merry Christmas and a very happy holiday season. And we'll be back right after this for a look at our weather.
To get ahead of lead and improve your drinking water quality, use a lead-reducing water filter if your home has or may have lead plumbing, a lead service line, or faucets older than 2014. Keep water moving with everyday activities like laundry, dishes, or showers. Before drinking or cooking, run your tap until water is cold. Clean faucets, aerators every 6 months. Learn more at michigan.gov/getaheadofled. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.